And right now we're going to the phones, where we are joined by Tom Bauer. Dr. Bauer, he is here joining to talk to us about the National Day of Prayer Breakfast and how that's being handled this year, because like everything else, it's coming off in a little bit of a different way. Tom, welcome to the Wake Up Call Morning Show.
Good morning, Tommy.
So, Tom, obviously the National Day of Prayer coming up, that's still going to happen because we can pray under any circumstances. But the right. National Day of Prayer breakfast going to look a little bit different this year. So obviously, with the inability to gather together in large groups like we would in the breakfast, how are we handling this during this year?
Yeah, we actually were very excited to announce a partnership with WLMB so that what's normally a sold-out event is going to be open and available to all their viewers, not only on the Channel 40 station, but through their website. It can be streamed live.
Basically, is it going to be, obviously, without the breakfast, you'll have to provide your own breakfast this year.
You got to bring your own, a bagel or something.
The program itself is going to look pretty similar to what we would see if you were there at the breakfast that morning.
Yeah, many of your listeners might have actually been to the breakfast, and we'll have prayer speakers and warriors speaking over businesses, praying for the businesses, particularly because it's a businessmen's and women's breakfast. But we also are excited to partner with a local celebrity of sorts, Sam Hornish Jr. He's an IndyCar winner and an NASCAR champion. He's going to be speaking.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So he's our keynote speaker this year?
Keynote speaker.
Wonderful. So it'll be exciting to hear from him and hear his perspective on all of this. And, you know, Jeff and I usually go as part of ESFM. We've been privileged to be a part of this. And it always is a powerful time of prayer, powerful time. The different speakers that you guys bring in are always worth listening to and worth hearing. And first of all, how long have you been doing the prayer breakfast in Toledo? How long has this been happening?
This is the 31st. So it's been going quite a while.
And it began, a local businessman wanted to get this started.
Right, there was a businessman Bible study group. And from that, and a number of pioneering individuals, they started to have a breakfast on the National Day of Prayer to, of course, pray for our nation and for our community.
And it's continued on now for 31 years, having a real impact. And what's encouraging to me, and I guess the one thing we will miss this year is just seeing all those business leaders, all those people in that room together, and know that there are a lot of people out there who care about God, who care about the Lord, who want to conduct their businesses and their lives in a way that is in accordance with the scriptures, in accordance with truth. And so that is encouraging to see all those people there saying, okay, there's a lot of people out there who, you know, they care about this and this matters to them.
Yeah, that's a great point. Yeah, it's a really a humbling experience. And I think we'll have the same experience online and through LMB in the same sense of the people who pray are from different parts of the community praying over the influences in our community. Powerful prayer.
And, of course, the advantage is now you're not limited by room size to how many people can participate. It's unlimited to how many people want to tune in and be a part of this.
Yeah, isn't that something? God has a way. We've been praying for a while about the sermon on not having enough room, so you never know how he's going to answer prayer.
God, so are we to blame you guys for all of this? Is that what you're
not
telling us?
Not at all.
Tom Bauer joining us. So once again, the National Day of Prayer, the prayer breakfast, local prayer breakfast here in Toledo, going live on WLMB. So tell folks once again, so obviously you can watch over the air on WLMB. Do they have a streaming as well?
Yes.
Excellent. Hey, Tom, thank you so much for keeping us informed about what's going on and being a part of this. And thank you guys for, you know, taking the time and the effort to find a way to keep doing this and do it in a way that really does open it up to everybody to be a part of.
Absolutely. Thank you, Tommy.